Thank you for tuning in at the start of a brand new week of God Is. Indeed, He is, and let's see what we can learn together about God in the following 5 days. Just a brief reminder that we are answering the question, what does God look like with this? Here's our answer. God looks like Jesus Christ. And so we are pursuing who God is in Christ. And that has brought us to this most magnificent chapter of the Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. We've covered every verse, and now we're deep into the text at verse 14. Let me read for you verses 12 through 14 as we begin. You could follow along with me in your Bible, if you have it there with you, beginning at Revelation 1, verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white, like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. That is Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. And last time I explained to you the meaning behind what Jesus Christ is wearing in verse 13. The robe there is Jesus' priestly robe because he is our great high priest. And you may remember, if you have a good memory, that we were in the Old Testament book of Leviticus and the New Testament book of Hebrews to understand what the robe and golden sash of Christ represent. Likewise, today, let's get a thorough understanding of Christ's head. What does the Lord look like at present as we speak? Well, according to the truth of the Word of God, his head and his hair were white, like white wool, like snow. Without being irreverent, does this mean that Jesus has gone gray? Is he like some of us? Is your head full of gray hair? I wear a beard, and I'd say that 90% of it is as gray can be. Topside on my head, I am 100% gray. And I am young. At least I like to think so. Well, at least I have hair. Although even that, I recently traced back from the front of my forehead to where the hair no longer grows. It was horrifying. Will I soon be bald? Will I have that ring around the inside of the head like a lot of older men? Nothing? And then a thin layer kind of where the base of the skull meets the neck? Maybe that's the psychology of my bushy beard. I'm a typical man wanting to prove I can still fight age with youth. In a very petty way. Anyway, has Jesus simply gone gray? No. Although I will say that, according to Robert H. Mounce's excellent and insightful commentary on the Revelation, ancient teachers of the Scriptures tried to link Christ's white hair to the fact that he is God who has always existed. Jesus is eternal, and so it was like his hair aged over time and became white like wool. Down through the centuries and ages, his hair grew gray. Well, it is absolutely true that Jesus is eternal. He has always existed because Jesus is God. And as I have taught before on God Is, God the Son, Jesus, actually created this world. So of course he was before the beginning. Read Colossians 1:16, that is Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. But the ancient expositors overstated their exegesis on this point. They simply went too far. Jesus doesn't age like we age. So then what is the meaning of the Lord's head and hair being this color? The first thing we have to understand is the meaning of the word white. In the Greek language, this word means bright, blazing, brilliant. So do not think of white here as being white like a gray hair is white, or like the paper in the tray in your printer is white. That's not an accurate way to imagine the Lord's head and hair here. Rather, think of blazing glory. Just imagine a searing, bright, blazing, and brilliant white emanating from our Lord's head. This is, of course, spectacular. We will never have seen anything like this. John has not. And what does this say about the nature and the character of the Lord Jesus? What I want to do now is to give you 2 ways to think about the nature of who Jesus is as it relates to his head and his hair being white, like white wool, like snow. First, this proves that Jesus is God. And second, this proves again Jesus is holy and that he commands his church to be holy. First, Jesus is God, and second, Jesus is holy and commands his church to be holy. Let's look at these one at a time. And to see the divinity of the Lord, turn with me again, if you can right now, to Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9. Here we go again, citing Daniel as we learn the revelation. We cannot understand revelation unless we understand Daniel. And in the 7th chapter, the prophet Daniel is reporting on a vision God has given him. And in verse 9, Daniel writes, "I kept looking until thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His vesture was like white snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool." And let me just read that again. This is Daniel 7, verse 9. And I want to make sure you hear how Daniel describes the Ancient of Days. "I kept looking until thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His vesture was like white snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool." And that sounds exactly like what the Apostle John sees in his own vision in Revelation 1. And of course it does, because Daniel and John see the same figure, Jesus Christ, who is God. In Daniel chapter 7, we have the description of the throne of Revelation chapter 20. This is a throne of judgment, and who judges from this throne? The Lord Jesus does. Daniel 7, verse 9, predicts Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. Let me also say that again. Daniel 7, verse 9, predicts Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. Let me just read Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11a. "Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it. Who is the one who sits upon this throne? He is Jesus. He is the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days in Scripture is God, so that what this proves beyond any shadow of a doubt is that Jesus is God." Oh yes, I'll always keep drilling this on this broadcast. Jesus is God. Get a hold of a Bible this evening and read Daniel 7 and Revelation 20, especially verses 11 through 15. Do not just take my word for it. Read the text for yourself and see what you conclude. But this is my first insight into what it means for us that Jesus has hair, being white like white wool, like snow. Second, Revelation 1 verse 14 proves again that Jesus is holy and he commands his church to be holy. And let me remind you, who is the church? We are. If you are a genuine Christ follower tuning in at this very moment, then I have some news for you. You are the church. Keep that in mind when things don't go your way today and you're about to explode on your spouse, child, a colleague, or the barista preparing your coffee, or someone taking your order at the restaurant. You call yourself a Christian? Then you are a member of Christ's church. Act like it. We are not only the church on Sunday mornings. No, we are always the church, Sunday through Saturday, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you encounter people, what impression do you leave with them of the church of Jesus Christ? How you live as a Christian says something profound about the church to others. Having said who the church is, let's see now that Jesus is holy, and so too he expects us to be holy. I have a few texts in mind with the limited time I now have. The color of Jesus' head and hair in Revelation 1, white like white wool, like snow, reflects his holiness. And because Jesus is holy and we have put our full faith in him, canceling our sin, removing our sins from us, then we have been made holy by the Lord, such that through no effort or good works of our own or our internal self-power, but rather through the power of the Holy Spirit who now resides in us, we can live, and we must live holy lives down in the nitty-gritty of our daily existence. The text that best summarizes this in a very direct statement are the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48 from his Sermon on the Mount. What a great sermon this is. And you probably know this. Matthew 5:48, Jesus says, "Therefore you are to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Perfection here reflects holiness, and God is perfectly holy. And as we have already established, Jesus is God. And so Jesus boldly states, "You be holy. You be perfect as God is." Jesus is holy, and he commands his church to be holy. And remember, he is the one who has made us holy. So we should live the way that he has made us to live. And then listen to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27. Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. That is Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 27. And Christ's ministry is to make us, the church, holy and blameless. He is sanctifying us, making us more like him. He is holy, and he expects us to be holy. And remember our core text, Revelation 1:14. The bright, the blazing, the brilliant head and hair of Christ reflects his holiness. And the application is that we be holy as he is holy. What I have attempted to do is to give you two ways to think about the nature of who Jesus is as it relates to his head and his hair being white wool, like snow. First, this proves again that Jesus is God. The Bible is repeatedly affirming this great truth, and we see it here again. And second, this proves again that Jesus is holy and that he commands his church to be holy. I pray this message is clear to you, but if not, should you have some confusion or desire to ask a question, email or write to me today. Do it now. Do it before you forget. And then join me again tomorrow, for God is.